We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
It's time for the Mountaineer Insider Podcast. Get insight into your favorite West Virginia University teams and hear exclusive interviews. The Mountaineer Insider Podcast is presented by Segra. Segra, powering organizations of all sizes with state-of-the-art voice, data, and internet services. Now, let's go live inside our MSN studios. Here's your host of the Mountaineer Insider, Dan Zangrilli.
Well, hello again, Mountaineer Nation. Thanks for joining us. And boy, what a set of circumstances I say hello under. My goodness, it's been a whirlwind for the United States of America and the Mountain State and Mountaineer Nation these last 7 to 10 days. Folks, never thought that we'd be greeting you under these set of circumstances, with sport completely taken away from us, not only at the collegiate level, but at the pro level as well. Just speechless, I think a lot of us are, as we try to put one foot in front of the other and figure out what is next. So once the games did stop for, well, not only the men's and women's basketball team, but the gymnastics squad as well, and of course, a most disappointing end to West Virginia's baseball season, the majority of it was just completely canceled. And we have a lot to sift through, especially on that front. I think on the spring sports, that's where all of the questions arise as far as will there be an extra year of eligibility granted. That seems to be the case, but who will it apply to and what kind of riptide does it have moving forward? And what I wanted to do is, as we continue to try to provide you with compelling content as you try to pass the time and follow your team, I had an opportunity to sit down with Randy Mazey, and I hope you'll enjoy this lengthy interview, which covers a lot of ground. It'll start with the reaction and the days that were seemingly just surreal for all of us as each domino continued to fall as the COVID-19 coronavirus had its impact on our world at Mountaineer Nation. Then we'll transition into, well, what's next, and we'll talk about the careers of some of the great West Virginia seniors and some of the unique set of circumstances that the sport of baseball, perhaps more so than any other, faces amidst a fallout like this. So thanks for being with us here on the Mountaineer Sports Insider Podcast. It's all presented by our friends at Segra. Directly ahead, I'll chat with the skipper, Randy Mazey, about everything that's going on after this on MSN.
Lumos Networks is now Segra, Segra is proud to support the West Virginia Mountaineers, and we're proud to be investing in the future of Mountaineer Nation. Segra is one of the largest independent fiber bandwidth companies in the U.S. Our new dense fiber network provides the solutions, speed, diversity, scalability, and reliability West Virginia, the Mid-Atlantic, and the Southeast have been asking and waiting for. All across our footprint, Segra is providing customers with local attention and the fastest, most reliable fiber network in the region. Call 833-GO-SEGRA or visit www.segra.com to learn more. We are Segra. Let's go, Mountaineers!
All right, we are practicing our social distancing, and I know he's been trying to distance himself from me socially in a big way over the last 4 years, but Skipper Randy Mazey joins me on the phone from the confines of his home here in Morgantown. Skipper, in all seriousness, though, I hope you and the family are well, and boy, have our lives changed in a big way in a really, really short period of time. I hope you're well.
Yeah, thanks, Dan. Oh, it's good to talk to you from a distance. And, you know, it's been a crazy time. It's been something like we've never seen before, but I'm the type of guy that tries to find some good in everything, no matter how bad it seems. And it's been a great opportunity to spend more time with my family and my kids. You know, in our profession, you don't get to see your kids much because you travel so much and get an opportunity to spend a little time with them, got to take advantage of it.
Yeah, so what are you doing to keep busy here?
We're doing various things. You know, we're outdoorsy kind of people, so we like to get out of the house. And, we'll go stand in a river and catch some fish and go for walks in the woods and take the dogs for walks and some of the stuff that you wish you could do more of. So as tough as it's been on everybody here the last week or so, we found a way to enjoy it in our own little way.
So take me back to last week, Randy. How did you find out the news? And it was, at least for me, I was with basketball in Kansas City. This news was progressive. It came in stages, and then, you know, the worst case scenario from a will we play the games perspective eventually did, that shoe did drop. So take me through it from the baseball side of things, because you guys continued to play on and try to keep it business as usual, but clearly you just weren't able to.
Yeah, we were actually on the bus on the way to Lubbock to play the Red Raiders down there and start watching how people are starting to cancel their series and you're kind of in shock, really, and then get on the phone with the administration and between all of us decide that, yeah, we're not going to be the ones to put kids in harm's way, so let's just go ahead and turn the bus around. So we came home, and at the time you're thinking, you know, we'd just cancel the weekend series, and then it turned into two weekends. We're not going to play this weekend or next weekend. Then it actually turned into three weekends, you know, taking us through March 29th, and then it turned into the whole season. So you're right, it kind of came in stages, and nobody really knew what was coming next, and that's still the case. Nobody has any idea what's coming next.
Yeah, and I think that that's probably the most unsettling part for a lot of folks is not knowing what is next. So I'm most curious to know how the news was delivered, you know, the knockout blow that the season was just not going to be a possibility. Was this news addressed in a group setting, in the era of social media? Did it sort of leak out? I'm really curious as to how the student athletes took this news and what went down.
Well, you know, they're on Twitter constantly, so every time something comes out on Twitter, they've kind of got an idea what's happening. But officially, it's hard to remember. It's all been such a whirlwind, but one day we went up there, and we were instructed not to do anything, and I had to tell a team full of guys who were dressed for practice that we couldn't practice, and that was super disappointing, and kids were crying, and super emotional and thought their careers were coming to an end. And then officially it came after the Big 12 ADs got on the telephone and talked and came out with the official word that spring season was completely canceled. So it's just been one punch in the gut after the other if you're a college baseball player. And some guys are still in town, staying here. Other guys went home, so we've got guys scattered everywhere just trying to figure out and wait and see what's next.
How are they doing? I mean, I think that's the big question that we have to ask. You're in constant contact with them. Are they putting one foot in front of the other?
Yeah, kids are way more resilient than adults, They're just, we get on our group me and kids are putting on there what they're up to. And, some kids are back home swimming in the creek, and other guys get on there, the city slickers get on there and make fun of the kids that are swimming in the creek and, that type thing. So we're managing everybody's getting through it, and they're still doing their throwing and hitting and staying in shape just in case something happens. And so I think they're in a good place.
As far as the seniors are concerned, when this news went down, Randy, I thought of two guys in particular, but you have three seniors. Dylan Meadows has relatively been able to stay healthy, and he's had a very, very productive career, right-handed pitcher. But Braden Zarbnicki came back from essentially a major surgery that reconstructed his back, and he missed all of last year. He was a two-way Player of the Year semifinalist a few seasons ago and came out of the gates like the old Zarbs. And then I think of Kevin Brophy, who also overcame major surgery and then had a personal hardship this past summer. He lost his mother after a long battle with cancer. These are two seniors here that, I was shedding tears for them because this was taken away from them in such abrupt fashion, and they worked so hard to get back to a place where they were really going to be productive players this year.
Yeah, that's the tough thing for that class. All three of those guys have been injured in their careers and worked really, really hard to come back and did it successfully. They were all three having good years, and Zarb had to be, if they would vote right now for the two-way Player of the Year in college baseball, it would have to be Zarb. He hit around 450 and stole 13 bases and had one win and two saves on the mound, and he was literally doing everything for us and leading us. So yeah, he was off to a great year, and the whole team was having a great year. Brophy was playing as good as he has since he's been here, and was real positive and had a lot to play for. And Dylan Meadows, was on the mound for the combined no-hitter, and that's something he'll never forget. He's, like you said, had a solid career for us, so you never know what those guys are going to do. I think they're waiting to hear what the NCAA is going to do and how the draft is going to play out. That's an option. There's so many unknowns right now. I think everybody's just kind of in limbo.
Yeah, and I do want to kind of get to that next and maybe try to talk through what could be, and I know it's going to be hard because so much is still up in the air. Randy, is this year particularly hard to have the rug pulled out from under you because of how we seemingly were punching above our weight? I thought it was a slap in the face that we were picked seventh in the league in the preseason poll, considering what we did last year. Yes, granted, we did lose a bunch to the draft, and yet the results, especially off the mound, were so impressive. And to compound that, Kendall Rogers, of course, who's one of the prominent media voices and pundits in all of college baseball, he thought, and he made mention as much, that the Big 12 Conference was about as strong a conference, top to bottom, that it's maybe ever been, and he foresaw six postseason bids coming out of the Big 12 Conference, and I would like to think that we would be one of those six teams if we continue to play, though unfortunately now we'll never know.
Yeah, it's you do never know, you know. It's, but if he picked six and we were picked to finish seventh, you never know what who he was leaving out. But I actually think we could have got more bids than that. Everybody was playing pretty well so far, and it could have been a record year for the Big 12. But, you know, anytime this happens, regardless of how good a season you're having or not, it's getting the rug pulled out from under you for sure, regardless, because it's so unexpected and you feel so bad for the seniors. But we're off to a great start. Baseball America actually picked us to finish last in the Big 12 this year, so they don't pay too much attention to college baseball anymore. But all that stuff is good bulletin board material and has a lot to do probably with why we started the way we did, because everybody out there was saying, this is the year to get the Mountaineers. You know, they lost everybody and had eight guys signed pro and you know, convinced us that we were going to be the underdog. And that's the worst thing you can do to a team of good players, is tell them they're the underdog because they're going to play so much harder because of that.
Talking to Randy Mazey here, with no baseball and everybody practicing their social distancing amid the pandemic that is the coronavirus, and how that's affected West Virginia baseball here on the Mountaineer Insider. So Skipper, it seems as if the NCAA, and I believe that they've ruled as much, they are going to grant an extra year of eligibility to the spring sport athletes, but there's a lot of unknowns there. Can you tell us what you do know, what little is certain that you can kind of go off of?
Yeah, you know, it's nobody really knows anything, but I like to try and stay ahead of the game. So when this first went down, we got told on a Thursday that we weren't going to play against Texas Tech, and then it got extended. So by Thursday night, I had a revised Big 12 schedule printed up and sent out to some people that if anybody chose to do so, to push the season back into the summertime, which, as you know, I've been a proponent of my whole career.
Sure.
I had a schedule in place as an alternative if that was an option. I wasn't trying to push for it by any means. I've always thought playing in the summer would be the thing to do, but not in response to this. So I haven't pushed it at all, but I'm ultra prepared in case the powers that be are looking for an alternative. And when it got pushed back even further, and it looked like there's probably no chance we were going to play college baseball in the summertime, I actually came up with a Big 12 fall baseball schedule starting in mid-August and going to Halloween, in which obviously it would run concurrent with football season, but I managed to break down everybody's home football schedules and managed to create a Big 12 baseball schedule in which nobody ever played a home baseball weekend during a home football weekend. It took some doing and took some legwork, but like I said, if anybody out there thinks it's a realistic option and could solve a lot of issues that not finishing the season would probably create, then I'm just trying to stay ahead of the game and providing people with alternatives.
Huh, that's fascinating. Maybe we can release that schedule, and I'd be curious to see how that looks. And let me ask you this. I mean, what was your methodology here to create something and to be able to do it in the fashion that you did as far as turning it around? I mean, that you had to put some hours in there. Were you using a pen and a yellow pad, or I mean, did you get a little more scientific than that? Are you going Excel spreadsheets? An abacus, was that involved?
No, it was actually a pencil that required some sharpening on occasion, and a good eraser. When things didn't work out, it's still not a finished product. There's still some tweaking that needs involved, but like I said, we're in unprecedented territory. So if if people get together and we get through this virus by, I don't know, even if it takes us till June or July to get through the virus, and people, I'm not sure that people understand the lingering effects of not finishing the season they're going to have on, you know, scholarships and kids returning and the transfers and academics. And, you know, that it's too early to tell all that, but I'm just here to provide an alternative in case somebody's looking for one. So between me playing with the kids and standing in the river fishing and walking in the woods, I sit down and try and figure out a way through this.
Huh. Well, you're not bored as we chat with West Virginia skipper Randy Mazey. So what are some of the fallouts of not finishing a college baseball season? You mentioned some of them, but if you could go maybe into a little bit of a detail to really put it into perspective of the ramifications.
Yeah, you know, these kids that are seniors, they've planned their lives around this being their last year of college baseball. They've planned around it socially, financially, and athletically. And all of a sudden, when you tell them it's not their last year, you got to do it one more time. You know, baseball's a sport. It's an equivalency sport. These kids aren't going to school for free, so some of them are taking out loans and building up loan packages, and all of a sudden, you got to ask them to do it one more time. Not everybody has the means to, you know, easily pay for their tuition. So, you know, some kids are probably not going to return simply because they can't afford to and need to get on with their life. And, you know, other kids that are going to return, they got to find places to live and classes to take if they've already graduated. And, you know, managing the roster is going to be the toughest part for some people. For us, it's not going to be as challenging because we only had those three seniors in Zarb and Brof and Dylan. And Dylan Meadows was a guy he's as smart a kid, as bright a kid as we've ever had in the program. And I think he realized that he probably wasn't going to have a professional baseball career. So he had planned his life and his working life as if it was going to start this summer. And now things have changed. I don't know that Dylan's going to come back. He may be wanting to get on with his life as planned. And, you know, Brophy and Zarb are going to wait for the draft to see what happens in the draft. We don't know what's happening there. But other schools are going to have a tougher time managing their rosters. I talked to some teams that have 10 seniors on their rosters and 15 incoming freshmen. You know, in a perfect world, the freshmen replace the guys you lose, but that's not going to happen. The freshmen are already jumping onto an existing team if all the seniors come back. So now we've had a 35-man roster limit in our sport that's going to have to get obviously extended. What's going to happen with the graduate transfers that have been free to transfer from school to school after they graduate? There's a whole other group of most of those seniors now that are deciding whether to come back. They can decide on which school they want to go to, probably, which is going to add more of a headache as far as roster management, your team. And, there's just the travel roster. We have a 30-man travel roster in the Big 12. And with 35 guys on the team, one of my least favorite things to do in college baseball every weekend is to tell five kids that we spend that they're not allowed to go with us on a Big 12 weekend, which is terrible. And that's when you only have 35 kids on the roster. Imagine if you had 50 kids on the roster and had a 30-man travel list. Now you got to tell 20 players every weekend they can't go to Texas with their team and watch their team play. There's going to be some real challenges that we have to navigate. But, you know, college baseball coaches are used to the challenges. You know, we from scholarships to roster management to the draft, and we've kind of got a pretty good handle on how to manage a roster. So we'll get through it. But there's definitely going to have to be some concessions made, I think, by the NCAA.
Yeah, no doubt. You didn't even mention, maybe you did a little bit, I'm sorry, but the incoming freshman, your incoming recruiting class, how is that going to be impacted? Because you don't know if guys are staying, you don't know if guys are going. That is always, to begin with, a precarious situation just with the draft. But now that you factor what's going on in the world right now, that's going to make it tenfold.
Yeah, I think that's the class that's going to get affected the most, the incoming freshmen, because, you know, you sign these guys with anticipation of them replacing what you lost. And, you know, if a senior comes back in a position that a freshman thought he was going to take over, you know, now some freshmen are really going to have to compete for those positions that they thought, you know, they were going to naturally just make their way into. So it's, you know, our locker room's only built for so many people, you know, and other people's are too. What are you going to do with the extra kids? People are going to be doubling up in lockers and sharing equipment. You know, there's a lot of, like I said, a lot of lingering and lasting effects that I think if people get together and want to try to find a way to avoid it, you know, if they so choose to, then can always finish the season somehow. And if they see that as an alternative, like I said, I'm going to try and stay ahead of it.
Hmm. Yeah, that's really, really fascinating. How much hope do you hold out on that actually happening, Randy? I would imagine you haven't heard anything. Nobody knows anything, really. You know, we're taking this thing day by day, but it's awesome that you're prepared and forward-thinking, I would say, more so than maybe any other college coach in all of college baseball. What are the chances of you thinking that this actually could happen?
Well, do you remember Jim Carrey when he was with that girl? And
in Dumb and Dumber, yes.
Chances of dating her were one in a million. Are you saying there's a chance? That's kind of how I feel about it, because now you're asking, we're talking about baseball, but you're going to take all the other fall or the spring sports that are going to say, well, if you're going to finish baseball, we got to finish track and field and rowing and rifle didn't get to finish, and swimming and diving didn't get to finish. Now you're going to try and cram all 20-some sports at your university into the fall semester from a staffing standpoint. That's tough to do. I believe it can happen, but in order for it to happen, somebody in their own sport is going to have to grab the bull by the horns and kind of do what I did and figure out how it can happen in their own sport and eventually maybe present that to the athletic directors and presidents and see if it's even possible. But it's a huge uphill battle. I'm just kind of doing it just to see if it would be possible. And if anybody's looking for an alternative, I don't want to waste any time in providing one.
Yeah, no, and that's fascinating, Randy. And hey, you've always been a solution guy, and hopefully we find a solution to what's been plaguing our country here over the last week. It's been certainly sobering, and it really does put into context what the game of baseball and what all of the sporting world means to the United States of America. I'm not sure that we've ever had a reminder as clairvoyant as the one that we're going through right now. And the old adage goes, right, you don't know what you've lost until it's actually gone, right?
Yeah, it's been what a change, you know. With less than a week ago, we're out there scoring runs against Liberty, having a great time and playing great college baseball. The weather was nice, and all of a sudden things got turned upside down in just a minute. So we'll get through it. We always do. I told my team when this happened, I said, there's three quotes I want you to remember. One of them is from the Boy Scouts. It's be prepared, because looks like we know what's getting ready to happen. So just be prepared for it, because it's coming to West Virginia. And number two, one of my 14 rules to live by is number seven is never panic, because that never helps you when you panic. So keep a cool head about you. And the third quote is from Abraham Lincoln when he said, "This too shall pass." And I've told my kids that a bunch, and I believe that we're going to get through it. And I think we're actually going to be better for it. And I think the country will be better prepared in the future if anything like this ever happens again. And, so, like I said, I'm going to try and find the positive in all this stuff. And I think we will come out of it on the better end. It might take a while, but something good is always born out of a tragedy like this. And it's bringing people together and bringing awareness of how we got to take care of ourselves. And when it passes, we're going to look back on it and be better for it.
A perfect way to end things, Skipper. I really appreciate your time and all of the great conversation that we've had over the last half hour. All the best to Amanda, Whammer, Sierra, and we'll hopefully be seeing you sooner rather than later. All right, be well.
All right, thanks, Dano. You too.
Well, we hope you enjoyed this one, folks. So we'll continue to catch up with Randy as news changes and things evolve. And when we return next time with you, well, perhaps we'll be telling the story of some of the seniors that had their athletic careers completely stripped from them. It's a sad time, certainly, but I think we're drawing inspiration in many forms, folks, and we have one another to lean on, and one another, of course, in the old golden blue. We'll be here for you in many facets at WVUSports.com and across the Mountaineer Sports Network. We do have a lot of great content for you, so don't tune us out at all. Tune us in. This is the time to go ahead and band together and remember what we do have here, and that is certainly a very, very special place. I'm Dan Zangrilli. Thanks for joining us. This week's edition of the Mountaineer Insider Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Segra. Hail West Virginia. Let's go Mountaineers. Next time, we'll greet you right here on the Mountaineer Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
You've been listening to the Mountaineer Insider here on the Mountaineer Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. The Mountaineer Insider has been presented exclusively by Segra, powering organizations of all sizes with state-of-the-art voice, data, and internet services. And be sure to find the latest news and information on the Mountaineers at WVUSports.com. The following has been a presentation of Learfield IMG College.